This is Average Joe's podcast, delivered by the Topper Taxi. The only way to get home when you're smash-faced.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Average Joe's podcast.
We could play dodgeball.
The official podcast of the NCDA.
You want to know what's sad? Six grown men playing dodgeball.
From previewing games to talking about the issues, we've got you covered.
Like with those freaks over there in Loser Town, huh?
Now for the stars of our show. Here's your hosts, Zach Newton and Alex Heichelbeck.
All right, back for another episode of Average Joe's Podcast. This is Alex Heichelbeck.
And I'm making sure Alex doesn't get late tonight. And this here's episode whatever.
What episode is it?
Nine. Ten.
Ten.
The big 1-0. Oh. We're breaking into double digits.
Did you get me a gift for our 10th episode?
No. This was really our like fourth, though.
Yeah. Well, but it, the number 10's, I got you something.
What'd you get me? A whole quarter?
It's beautiful, I know.
1994.
No, well.
God, he couldn't even spring for a new one. He got me a used quarter. What'd that cost you? 25 cents?
It was about that, but I paid for it in pennies, so.
Tool.
All right, so what do we got going on this episode?
Well, we're going to talk about some dodgeball, because this is the Dodgeball Podcast.
That is a very broad spectrum analysis of our show.
That is tour one. We're going to talk about the Central Michigan Saginaw Valley State encounter that happened last Sunday.
Which is making it look like the season could be an interesting one.
This is going to be a really interesting season.
We're
going to
preview the big game coming up soon.
The Clash of the Titans.
That is one way to look at it, yeah.
Saginaw and Grand Valley.
Yeah, that'll be a big one. Another one to decide the season. What rank is Western now that I know this is over?
We're two?
Two.
We are dose in the rankings?
Dose. Because see, even though we got the perfect 1-0 going, because we kind of screwed it up last year.
The computer feels that Saginaw is going to play a tougher schedule than Western. I think that's what I got. We'll get to that in a minute.
We will. And we got an interview this time. No interview. Nope. We're going to short and sweet this time. And our issue this time. It looks like our issue is going to kind of freeform for the issue. We're going to talk about why dodgeball doesn't get the respect I feel it rightfully deserves.
I personally think people treat dodgeball all right. It's gonna grow and blossom, and as it grows and blossoms, we want dodgeball to get prettier and nicer, and all the boys want to take it out to dinner. And so we're really gonna talk not about what Alex said because he's an idiot. All he's focused on is the woman back at his apartment. We're gonna talk about how to make dodgeball the prettiest belle at the ball.
I like your description better.
I'm just a wordsmith.
You are a wordsmith, and here I just sit here and blather on.
It's, you sound like a just a mangy transient hillbilly. You know,
I'm here to make you sound funnier.
That's what you do, because you are none funny, sir. Take us to commercial, big giant head.
Did you know Average Joe's is the place where Steve the Pirate gets all his game recaps from?
Yeah, Joe's be the only place for Steve.
Bing, bing, biddling, ding, 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 bong.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a breaking news update. Josh Raymer, still a piece of trash. And we're back on Average Joe's.
We are.
Oh, man. So we got some big news in the world of dodgeball. Central Michigan and Saginaw Valley.
What might also be called
the Battle of the Bryan.
Why do we call that the Battle of the Bryans?
Because both their captains named Bryan.
Oh. Well, that's
You could call it the Y versus the I.
I just wrote those down. Those might not be the correct spelling.
That's what it was on the website. Oh. But God knows you can't trust the website with that mindless blather that moron throws on there.
Oh, it just never stops. Quick recap of the game. You can do it point by point.
You do what you do.
I'm going to do what I do. The boring segment. You can come in with some little antidote that I don't understand about some old sports reference. Anyways.
Typical.
First half, first point goes to Saginaw. Looking good for Saginaw, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
But then almost completely separate, different from the first round. The exact opposite thing occurs the second point.
You know, typically, Alex, when the other team wins a point after you won a first point, the game is tied.
The game was tied after the second point, yeah. Second point, game was tied. Third point. Went to Saginaw, and then if I followed this correctly, let me try here, because, like, you know, I'm not the sports guy. That would put it at 2 points for Saginaw, 1 point for Central Michigan.
Yeah, right? You see what happens there, Alex, is when Saginaw wins that second point, they now have 2 points, and Central Michigan still only has the one.
Okay, so that puts them up 2-1. See, I'm following this. And then Central Michigan, they started in on their fourth point for that round, but unfortunately, time ran out. So we went into the half, Central Michigan down one. And then we go into, what do you call it, the third period?
Well, no, you get halftime, and halftime is usually when the game is half over. Now, see, so if there's a halftime, it means you're only going to have 2 periods.
So that's why they call it halftime.
Exactly.
Because it cuts the game in half. It's so simple.
You're not retarded.
It is so simple.
Yay!
Fourth point, first point of the second half goes to Saginaw, which means...
Now, what happens there is Saginaw has now got a 2-point lead because, as we all know, 3 minus 1 is equal to 2.
It is. Indeed.
Indeed.
And then the fifth and final point of that game goes to Central Michigan University, putting our final score, Saginaw Valley 3, Central Michigan 2.
Now, typically in games that are designed for men and not, you know, like golf, the team with the most points at the end is the winner.
Exactly.
And so in this case, Alex, who is the winner?
I got a 50-50 shot here, right?
Yeah, you're going to go, you're either going to get it right or you're going to get it, I'm going to hit you.
I'm figuring Saginaw Valley.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. What do we have for him, kids? The brand new Optimus Prime bobblehead!
I get your bobblehead, Jazzy? No, no bobblehead for me. So
you get the TV. You get the TV.
The TV.
Even better.
Okay, I can take the TV. Now, this seems kind of...
We forgot, you can't take the bobblehead, otherwise Raymer wouldn't have anything to... That's my Raymer face palm moment of the night. All brought to you by Pep Boys. Pep Boys. Cars like us. People love us. So anyway, let's back to the analysis.
Back to the analysis. So, and see, this was kind of surprising to me because, and like I said, I'm not as up on the season as I should be because I was gone last semester.
I'm dandy.
But Central Michigan has kind of had, they haven't been one of the, you know, the big ones the past little while. Previously, I wouldn't have put them on the same level as, you know, Saginaw Valley, Grand Valley.
I don't think anybody would have.
Yeah, just because, but I mean, the fact that they did as good as they did where, I mean, you know, we've had tournaments where teams like Saginaw Valley and Grand Valley have beat teams like 15-0, which is just crushing.
You know, call back to the Western UK game. You know, last year I wouldn't have put UK on the Western's level, I guess, on a comparative basis. And then, you know, this year they took Western to overtime and nearly stole one on the road.
Mm-hmm. And see, I think this is really exciting because I know we were talking a couple podcasts ago about how this might be the year that Saginaw Valley can beat Grand Valley. And if you have teams like Central Michigan that are performing at what I feel is like a pretty satisfactory level and with a little more practice could be really, really competitive with Saginaw Valley, I mean, we could have more than, you know, just a two-way tie for the two teams vying for first place.
Well, I think this parity that we're kind of seeing emerge in dodgeball.
Parity. Parity, okay.
P-A-R-I-T-Y.
Never heard that word.
Dictionary.com. It's kind of like the playing field is starting to level out. You had teams like Saginaw and Grand Valley that were doing dodgeball and like this kind of like space travel kind of level, and everybody else was just driving around in cars.
Everyone else was just clicking pieces of rock together trying
to
make fire.
Exactly. And now
the Flintstones versus the Jetsons is what we got.
But now everybody is in the space age, and we're just all competing for resources.
I like it. I was trying to think of something to add, and I can't come up with it. You made the perfect kind of a real-time strategy reference.
That
there,
right there is why they're paying me the big bucks, kids.
And that's why I don't get anything.
Moral of the story, be remotely clever, and some idiot will give you an internet radio show.
See, the funny thing is, when we show up, as soon as we sit down, you start asking Jazzy, like, he sat on the couch and just went, Jazzy, I need a Mountain Dew Game Fuel now. So it's like...
Speaking of that Mountain Dew Game Fuel...
It's like he's got a trailer back behind the house that he just steps out of and does his thing here.
You give him the quotes. I'll be back.
He's checking out. All right, so we got to talk and hear from some of the captains about how they thought they did. Brian Janik, the captain for Saginaw Valley... he said that the problem that they had is he didn't feel like they were shadowing enough, which I believe by shadowing he means having their blockers in there. So he said, we need to shadow a little bit better. We had a few times when people got hit, when people were supposed to be shadowing. So it sounds like they've got some people maybe got a little overzealous and went for some big throws and didn't have anyone there ready to block for them or ready to protect them on their way back. And then Central Michigan's captain, Brian Lynch, he was saying that some of his better players have obviously improved considerably over the past 2 years. And I said that for the new guys, this is definitely a wake-up call. I mean, nothing's going to quite wake up the team, and you're back. That's game fuel.
You know, sometimes when you want something done, you got to do it yourself.
So we've taken to stealing beverages from Josh Raymer. So, I mean, he said it was a wake-up call for the new guys on his team. I mean, I'm thinking a wake-up call against Saginaw Valley. That's...
It's like my mentor, Patches O'Houlihan, once said, you got to keep your head on a swivel when you're in a vicious cockfight. You know, you get these new kids, they're like, oh, we're going to play dodgeball. We played dodgeball in middle school. You didn't play dodgeball in middle school. You played throw balls at each other in middle school. This is dodgeball. This is a whole new level.
Yeah, I don't remember anyone ever having their septum collapsed in a elementary school dodgeball.
I don't feel like you were getting balls thrown at you by people like Zach Byrne. Feel like that happened in middle school. You know why? Because you were children.
I can still hear the pop from that headshot.
This is a game that adults play where people get hurt. What?
All right. And CMU's captain, Brian Lynch, also said that he felt like this was overall a good thing for them. And it definitely showed them plenty of stuff that they need to improve for. And, I mean, he's hopeful for later in the season a win against Saginaw Valley.
I think they can do it.
I hope they can. Because I would like to see... Me, personally, I'm tired of it being Saginaw Valley and Grand Valley. I feel like we need a wild card to come in.
That makes you sound like that you would want another team to lose. That's very selfish of you.
What do you mean I want another team? I just want more competition.
I feel like everybody wins when we play dodgeball.
I feel like you're trying to make me out to be the bad guy.
I'm trying to, because you are the bad guy tonight, Alex. I think we went over this in a take that you kids won't hear at home.
I want every
Raymer has a Quaker-like sense of modesty.
I think we should have a dodgeball league where no one wins. Just no matter how good you do, you always lose.
Now, see, that I can handle.
Okay. That'd be a fun one to announce.
Because then nobody's special. That's really paving the way for communism. Who's with me?
I'm there.
This is the Average Joe's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And now your game time preview.
Well, at least that wasn't weird.
Hi, this Chief Wampum, reminding you to eat steak for dinner. Back to you, Average Joe.
Thanks, Chief. And we're back on the Average Joe's podcast.
Why do you do these things?
What are you talking about? That was Chief Wampum. I didn't have anything to do with that.
Oh, I know, but why did you invite that man into Josh Raymer's house, into Josh Raymer's basement, just to tell us to eat steak?
He's a nice guy.
Well, where's he from? Why is he promoting steak like that?
I don't know. He lives out west. He's on a reservation. He eats steaks. He's an Indian. Native American. You know, he's a... No.
I'm so glad everyone will get it. but because no one could see it, I think we can put it on the air because it was just...
You know, Chief has a really awesome talent. He can put his ear on the ground and tell you if your tires need rotating. And it's real peculiar, but it's fantastic. I had to get mine realigned because he was in the car last week and he goes, hold on, you're vibrating. Let me get it. And sure enough.
I don't even know what to say.
So anyway, we got some big dodgeball coming up.
Yeah.
And we apparently have, according to Alex's notes, because he's a moron, Saginaw Valley State will be playing Saginaw Valley State. And what will undeniably be the greatest tie any teams have ever played to.
That's supposed to be a G. It just looks
like
it.
Yeah, I know. Saginaw Grand Valley, the Clash of the Titans. For those of you who don't know, that's the collective dodgeball world fapping at the thought of how amazing this game is going to be.
Okay.
The two fapping. It's an inner.
I know. I'm familiar with that one.
It means to rub one out, as they say in some culture.
You heard the female version? Schlicking?
Oh, God. That's awful. That's terrible.
Back to the game, though.
I can't go on. Okay,
we gotta go on. We gotta preview this game.
Big news, and it pertains directly to this game. The fine folks at Hudson Entertainment are bringing DECA Sports 2 for the Wii to the game. A bunch of flat screens are coming all the way from California. I got some
names. DECA Sports 2, the exciting sequel to DECA Sports 1.
Ba-ba-burr. I got some nose blockage happening right here. You go on with the point. I got.
Okay, so as you said, Hudson Entertainment's going to be there bringing in
there it is.
Their DECA Sports 2 game, which I guess is going to be kind of like the Wii Sports package, because this is a Wii game, correct? It's going to be like the Wii Sports package. It's actually going to feature a dodgeball game. And I believe, who was it that was contacted by Hudson Entertainment? Josh Raymer. Our own Josh Raymer.
Yeah, you know, see, they contacted him because he's a piece of trash. And he can't go out of his way at all to make the sport any bigger or better than it currently is, because he doesn't care about the future. He also litters. No, the good folks at Hudson Entertainment, they're looking to partner with some dodgeball organizations. The NCDA is just that.
So does this mean that we might actually have real sponsors and not have to keep making like Jiffy Lube?
Dude, maybe. I don't know. I kind of like the... I'm sure that the folks at Jiffy Lube would not be upset about the free advertising.
I'm kind of worried about having to have actual sponsors who will care what we say about their products and business.
That'll never happen.
You're probably right.
I mean, let's... Yeah.
But, you know, but, and this is going to come up again in our issues segment today, where I think we're going to be talking about this a little bit. But, I mean, this is exciting, because, I mean, you know, the first big step to becoming a major sports franchise and eventually selling out to one of the major broadcasting networks
is having a video game.
Is having a video game, exactly.
Pivotal.
Yeah. Like, do you know there's actually a curling video game?
No.
Well, there is.
There, that's false.
No, it's not false.
That sport should not have a video game.
Well, there's a lot
bowling,
of things.
Bowling, I can stomach. Curling...
Not so much?
F*** that.
Making a note of that.
There's no... Curling should not have a video game. The curling is bowling for people who are just extremely cold tolerant and don't understand what pins are. And so, like idiots, they ruin a perfectly good hockey rink by painting a giant bullseye on dartboard.
You forgot about the brooms. That's my favorite part.
Let me get there. Okay, and then you don't play the oil pattern like you do in bowling, where you just gotta man it. And just bowl. You have two little helper idiots who are clearly dumber than you are, because not only have you conned them into curling, you've given them brooms and stupid shoes. And they slide down the ice, and they sweep, and they sweep, and they sweep, and then they have to get it to stop. It's like shuffleboard for people who do things on way unnecessary levels.
No, what the crowd can't see right now is, for that entire rant, Zach did not break eye contact with Josh Raymer. There was like a visible beam.
Seriously.
In between.
You could play bar shuffleboard and get the curling experience minus the bullseye and plus a lot of heavy drinking. I have no idea what would motivate someone to slide around a narrow strip of ice throwing stones.
So where does your money go in the Grand Valley versus Saginaw game?
Everyone who's there.
Everyone that's there. So, yeah. so you're not gonna ball up, not gonna sack up. You being the manly man you are, and
Saginaw.
There it is.
Boom.
Boom.
That just happened.
It did just happen. I thought I was gonna have to work a little more to get it out of you, but
no.
There it is. Is there a reason?
It comes right out. I want it.
Alright, so and here's the big thing, and here's
and
what I want.
Nobody got the innuendo. It's kinda sad.
No, I got the innuendo.
I put all that effort into that. Raymer didn't even smirk. You snake.
Anyways, so what we're going so just to make it a little more interesting, since you think Saginaw Valley is gonna win, how many points? And what are they going? How many points are they going to have in the first half? How many points are they going to have in the second half? And how many are they going to win by?
They're going to win by 3.
Win by 3. I'm writing this down. Win by 3. How many points in the first half? 4 Saginaw.
2.
Which would leave them, if my math is correct, 1 in the second half?
No, they're going to score. They're going to score 2 more in the second half.
But okay. So you're really thinking that Grand Valley is only going to score 1 point in Saginaw Valley?
I don't really care. I'm just doing this for the sake of the podcast.
No, I do, actually, no.
Let me change that. They're going to win by 1.
All right, win by 1.
And it's going to go 1.
1 for who?
Grand Valley. Saginaw's going to rally and win 2.
All right, so that ties it up.
Grand Valley's going to close with a quick 1.
Okay, so at the half, you're putting...
It's tied. 2-2.
2-2, okay, gotcha.
See what happens there.
No, we don't need to go through this
amount of points. It's what's called a tie. There's no knot. It's a metaphorical tie. Okay, you see. So then that... After the half.
So tied at the half. Gotcha.
After the half, okay. Saginaw's going to win 1. Grand Valley's going to win one, and then they're going to war hero it, and Saginaw is going to win in a miracle, and they're going to win by one, and it's going to be whatever.
If that happens, I will take you out to dinner anywhere you want to go.
I feel like you should do that anyway because I'm such an awesome person.
I can't help but look at your face right now.
I'm really dirty. I'm looking at myself on the TV. My hair is all disheveled. I napped earlier today.
Yeah, the dandruff's kind of...
You know, it's winter, damn it. You know, I mean, seriously, I hate it. I can't... My mom owns a spa. Okay, I try to moisturize, but it doesn't
happen. Whoa! Did you just say you try to moisturize?
I got to.
You want
to
join me
outside the closet? No, that's not gay. That's me being concerned about my appearance. That's not gay.
My moisture.
Gay is that I'm going to cry if we don't stop.
He's tearing up.
Here he comes.
He's crying. He's crying. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another weird one.
Oh, yeah. Average Joe's podcast. Average Joe's.
I'm looking forward to the Grand Valley, Saginaw Valley game. I think everyone's looking forward to it. This is what's going to set the mood for the rest of the season.
I don't know why I teared up.
He's still teared up.
I have no idea why it happened, but it did. You don't want that emotional breakdown.
No. Let's get it together.
So, I don't know what's wrong with
I'm excited for the Saginaw Grand Valley game because, I mean, we've talked about before, this could be the year that the dynasty's overthrown.
Going down.
See? That was the dynasty going down?
In flames.
Well, it should be an exciting game. I can't wait to recap it.
Yeah, when does it happen? You don't know. I know. You're an idiot. November the 8th, 3 p.m. Sunday. I win 1-0. You suck. Felix is all right. Average Joe's podcast. Commercial stat. Hey, everybody. It's Zach Newton, host of America's Favorite Podcast. Every once in a while, we're really mean to a guy named Josh Raymer on this show. In reality, we don't mean it. Yeah, he's a lying, splotchy piece of trash. But we love him just the way he is. And it's really important that you love your friends the same way, despite their flaws. And since you play college dodgeball, you probably have a lot of weird friends. So you guys should stick together. Take it from me. My best friend is a guy named Alex Heichelbeck who makes retarded mouth noises.
And now you know when knowing's half the battle. And I do not sound retarded.
Now focusing on a specific dodgeball issue.
You guys suck!
After termination is completed.
And now an important message from Zach Newton.
Go tell it on the mountain. Over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain. Tom Brady's still a f***. I'm going to kill him. Not because he's gay. Just because I don't like him. Because we believe in tolerance here. So if I was going to fight Tom Brady, it wouldn't be because he's a raging lesbian. It would in fact be because he just deserves an ass whooping. That's all I got. Come on back, Alex. You're welcome.
What am I coming back with?
Probably more of the podcast. Because that's what we're doing here, I thought.
To be honest, I couldn't even pick Tom Brady out of a police lineup.
I could. I'd just look for the guy in the rainbow suit.
Does he go around wearing one of those?
Yep.
I have to say, I feel like this rant, I feel like after last week, where you were almost kind of like, on Tom Brady.
Was I giving him a little hum right there?
You were kind of humming on him a little.
No, not that didn't happen. Well, I might have caressed his but
yeah.
I feel like
after 1 week where you've done that, I feel like maybe he deserves a little more brutal abuse this week.
Oh, Tom Brady is, like, I'm sitting here looking at a statue of what may as well be Jesus Christ. There's a little Peyton Manning. And is throwing
in a beautiful recumbent pose.
Oh, my Lord. It's just, that's what a throw should look like. What Tom Brady does.
I'd buy whatever that commercial sells.
Look, let me tell you. Randy Moss is on my fantasy team. If Tom Brady was worth half a at the quarterback position, then Randy Moss would have 1,000 fantasy points every game. Because all you got to do is throw the ball in the air. And Randy Moss, in his dominant, tall, leaping blackness... He's like Wesley Snipes at midnight. He is a shadow over the entire field. We'll just run under it and catch it. Because that's what he does in video games. And everyone knows that video games are a representation of real life. So, something. No, you shut your mouth. I'm not done. Okay, you wanted it. You're getting it. Hard and long. Alright? Tom Brady is a piece of white trash. He's I don't care that he's f***ing a supermodel. That's his bag lady. She's a cover-up. He's really loving Richard Seymour just every night after practice. Just butt him. Alright? Tom Brady can eat death, but not in a way that would be awesome. Like in the way that Ben Roethlisberger eats death for breakfast with a little chocolate milk sprinkled over it. No, Tom Brady can eat death like... I don't know. I hate him. Tom Brady, I'm going to fight you. Is that good enough, Alex?
I am
Tom
loving
Brady,
it.
You can still suck it. And not in a way that I would enjoy it. I mean like the metaphorical it. Not my junk. Like you could never suck on my Tom Brady, because you couldn't handle it. Because you're not raw enough. You're just a little pretty boy. I'm going to maul you. I'm going to choke you out, Tom Brady. I'm going to find out what your middle name is. And I'm going to make t-shirts. And it's going to have your middle name on it. And it's going to say Tom Brady equals gay. Because we do math around here. Damn it.
I feel like we've made up for the kind of nice thing you said about him last time. I feel like we've made up for that.
Right there it is.
So, coming up next, we got our issues portion of the show.
Hey, that rant was sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube. The well-oiled machine.
Wouldn't it be funny if they sent us a cease and desist? Like, they listened to this and it was like, there's no way we want those two words, Jiffy and Lube. Well, Lube would be in here, yes, but there's no way we want Jiffy
and Lube.
Yeah,
Lube's probably going to wander into this podcast at some point anyway, and Jiffy is an actual unit of time. I don't feel like they can... It's 1/100th of a second.
It is actually 1/100th of a second. So when you say you want something done in a jiffy, you're not giving them a span. You're saying, I want this done in a calculable...
I want it done now. That's how fast I wanted it done. It wasn't done.
It wasn't done.
I'm going to throw Tom Brady in a river.
we're past that now.
Get your hand off my leg, creeper.
Sorry.
That's what I thought. So anyway.
Issues.
Well, we are action-packed with issues this week. If you couldn't tell by my emotional breakdowns. Because I'm going to count the Tom Brady riff as one where I broke into like a fit of rage.
It was rage.
And I cried earlier in the episode.
I was wondering what that sulfur smell was. That was opening
that was
up
brimstone. I really reached into the darkest pits of my soul.
Opening it up to pull Tom Brady down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to pull him into... I'm going to drag him into hell.
Which was a terrible movie, by the way.
False. The movie was amazing. You lack taste in cinema. I hope that you don't get laid tonight. We're going to talk about a dodgeball video game.
Because, like we said earlier, at the Grand Valley, Saginaw Valley game coming up here soon, Hudson Entertainment is going to be bringing Deca Sports 2, the action-packed sequel to Deca Sports 1. You didn't? Okay.
I don't know where I was going with that.
Okay. Which is actually going to have a dodgeball mini-game in it. I don't know how it's going to play. I don't know how it's going to be received, but I see this as a major win for college dodgeball.
Yeah, but I think we need to... No offense to the folks at Hudson Entertainment. Because I think...
God knows they try.
I think it's... Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty awesome that they're even willing to work with the NCAA or any and dodgeball
Think of all the other obscure sports they could have gone with.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, apparently there's already a curling video game.
There is.
I feel like we can reach back into the episode to get my opinion on that matter. But more to the point...
Rewind there, yeah.
I'm talking about, like, EA Sports Dodgeball 13. You know,
where'd the 13 come from?
Well, I mean, I figure it'll take them a couple years to,
to actually.
It takes them 2 years to build one football stadium for NCAA or Madden. To develop that.
That's impressive.
So, I mean, think, you know, let's not rush. I don't want NCAA 2011 or NCAA Dodgeball 2011.
Yeah, we don't want
like
this rush. We want some time. Can you see Josh Raymer in a mocap suit?
Yeah.
I can see it.
It's actually kind of what he wears when we record the podcast. I mean, Raymer just loves being covered in white balls. So, I mean, it's perfect for him. You know, so... Oh, his facial expression didn't change at all, which means he loved
No, it
that
means
one.
He's given up on you is what it means. It means he's currently decided...
Big giant head? You don't mean that.
Oh, the slow nod, yes.
Well, you know what, folks? If this is my last episode, it's been a real one. That's not the point. We're going to talk about video games.
See, I want to open up with this here. Something most people might not know. Half-Life, the video game that came out. Someone actually made a mod for Half-Life Team Deathmatch, which was the online multiplayer first-person shooter version of that bad boy. Someone actually did make a dodgeball mod for that one, where you literally had a court. Dodgeballs you'd pick up off the ground, play dodgeball.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a good idea.
But the problem is it was made by some dude in his parents' basement, so it just didn't have the... The hitting power that EA or, you know, one of those big ones can bring to
2K Sports, I guess. You know, those folks. You know, I just feel like that if we could get... And you know, think about, like, all the different modes. Don't just think about, like, one-on-one, you know, quick play kind of dodgeball. Think about, you know, dynasties with different teams, which I think would be fun. But I think the real big possibility would be the campus legend is what they called in NCAA Football 10 with college dodgeball. You know, where you play as one player throughout his college career, you know, which in Raymer's case is like 7 or 8 years. So, I mean, you could really get some longevity out of a guy playing college dodgeball. You know, and there's no academic eligibility rules. You know, you could play through grad school. You know, as long as your knees can take it, you know, I guess you'll be fine.
But I mean, or if you're playing Western's team, if your face area,
yeah, if you're not on Western, if your face can take it, because those are some headhunt.
No, I got to bring this up just because this is the only thing that kind of strikes me. I agree, it sounds fun, and I'm sure they could make the physics and everything work. I just feel like this is me playing the devil's advocate here because I'd buy this game straight off the shelf. Oh, yeah. But
no question,
is there enough variety the way that college dodgeball is right now? Because with football, you've got so many different variety. There's so many different plays that are so elaborate. So many different ways you can play different players. I just feel like, you know, this kind of game is more suited to something small. Kind of like, you know, Wii Bowling, I think we could admit, is a good game. But if they put out a bowling game for $40,
well, I mean,
how much variety can you put in a
bowling game? Let's be realistic. People buy the hell out of Tiger Woods Golf. That game hadn't really changed in 10 years. It gets prettier.
No, it's not a matter of change. It's a matter of, like, how complex it is.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, you know, what golf boils down to is hitting a little tiny white ball with a stick and another stick that sits in a hole.
But see, the other problem you have there is golf already has a massive following.
Well, I mean, anybody who loves excitement, you know, I mean, look, if people will buy a NASCAR video game, people will buy a dodgeball video. I love NASCAR. I'm a huge racing fan. But you know,
the video game is unplayable.
The video game, literally, like, you drive around in circles. Like, you watch your TV and you go around in circles. It's different when you're actually in a vehicle doing that live, mm-hmm. like actually driving a race car. A video game, it just doesn't translate well to me.
But do you feel like there's enough content in college dodgeball, enough variety, that people would be interested enough to actually drop cash?
Absolutely. Because, I mean, it's like there was a Madden game where '08, I think, where every, different players, like different star players had, like, different little niches they fit in. I mean, just think about it. You've got guys who block, you've got guys who throw, you've got guys who sit in the back and catch, and you've got guys that are, like, your sideline assassins. And, you know, as, like, you create your character, you know, and you start coming up through the ranks or whatever, just think about, like, the possibility, you know, they put you in each one of those roles, you know, you can move around, you get moved around, you know, depending on what your strengths are. You know, you have practice modes, stuff like that, little drills and mini games and stuff that you play.
Mm-hmm.
And as you hone your skills, you eventually become, you know, more adept, I guess, at one or the other. But then, like you actually have to play that role.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
So if you've got to say, for lack of a better term, you know, if you're leveling your guy and you got to get points and, you know, catching or blocking or dodging, you can't just have one. You can't have your guy where you can go up and wing a ball at him at 200 miles per hour and then make a cat, you know, a diving catch.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to pick a specialty and then for the most part stick to that specialty.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like, I'm trying to think of an example of it now.
Well, you keep on that, because the thing that would worry me is I'd be worried about someone taking too many liberties with it. You know, like, I don't know, and this is going to be my throwback a little bit, except now I forgot the name of the game. Back in the day, for your older system, Sega, friends, there was the basketball game. Where you could play
NBA
as Bill Clinton.
Jam.
Yeah, NBA Jam. You remember you could, like, catch on fire and then
well,
just
yeah,
do
but that's
thing.
That's an arcade game. We're talking, like, EA
so
Sports.
So are we
like
wanting,
dodgeball.
Like, a simulator?
I want real dodgeball action. I want to capture, you know, I want to capture the intensity of dodgeball.
So you don't want the ability to, like, light a dodgeball on fire and it just punch a hole through three people?
No.
Understandable.
I want real, raw dodgeball action.
I think we should get EA on the phone.
No, let's call them.
Can we do that?
Next episode.
No. Next episode.
They're probably closed. No.
They never close. They're up making...
False.
Spitting out games nonstop.
False. There's some lazy types at EA.
So final thing. Do you honor... You think that a dodgeball game could make it? If they hyped it right?
People buy the out of it. I love you, Joshy. I love you, Josh.
All right. Well, you know, I would be a little worried, and I'd think they'd have to.
Hey, that's only two this episode. Don't start shaking your head at me like it's the end of the world.
It's at least two.
It's two. I've counted.
Depends on what we've decided.
Tied my past record.
Okay. As long as we've tied it.
Look, this is a dodgeball podcast. Big giant head. We're gonna have to push the envelope. But anyway, yeah, I think people really legitimately. And, you know, if worse comes to worse, you know, the people that buy the dodgeball video game would be people that play dodgeball, and then their friends would play it and be like, oh my God, this is amazing. You know, because let's face it, if you play college dodgeball and EA Sports makes a video game, you're going to own it. If you've ever been to a dodgeball game and you play video games, you're going to own it.
That's probably right.
I mean, I bought the arena football game. I mean, surely to God, somebody will buy dodgeball.
That is a good point, considering that our attendance at the Western game probably doubled most of the arena football.
Yeah, that's attendance. Well, boy. Yeah.
That sports sucked.
There were several people. I mean, you know, it's a hell of a lot better than Western's football team.
Oh God, can we not bring that up?
Yeah, we cannot.
I keep pretending I'm going to a different university when people ask. I'm just in Bowling Green visiting.
I hear that. Look at the part on the side of my head. Look in the TV. Look at. Do you see that?
It's look quite at that. The part. Kind of an egg-shaped head.
It's because I napped.
you. I believe that's the third time you've told us you've napped.
This is the Average Joe's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm about ready for Zach and Alex to send it on home. What do you think, Justin?
Justin Redmond, ready in super sight!
Alrighty then.
Average Joe's podcast, tearing down the fourth wall since 2009.
It's been another fun one. I think that our last issue today really hit home. I think we need to make college dodgeball a legitimate sport just so we have a reason to actually make a legitimate podcast.
I feel like Tom Brady should play college dodgeball instead of playing the sport that he plays now.
You feel like that'd be a better
I feel like professional football doesn't compare to college dodgeball. Okay, I'm a liar. I still hate Tom Brady, but I can't make that comparison to be serious.
Well, I definitely think that
if Alex Heichelbeck can play college dodgeball, then good God, anybody can.
I'm a pathetic excuse for masculinity.
You're not supposed to make fun of yourself, because that takes the fun out of me making fun of you.
Well, see, that's what I'm trying for. I'm taking the wind out of your sails.
Well, I hope that you can't get it up later. Speaking of getting it up, Alex, what are you doing after this?
After this, I'm going to be going home and engaging in some extracurricular activities.
If by extracurricular activities...
I'm going to go ahead and stop you there and ask you... Oh, you licked my hand. Gross. What are you doing? What are you doing later?
I don't know. I know what you're doing later.
Yeah,
bro.
You know what I'm doing later.
By extracurricular activities, he means getting rejected and then... so to sleep. I, on the other hand, will just be going to sleep. Actually, I'll probably Facebook for a little bit. You know, maybe do a Twitter update so Raymer will like me a little bit more than he does right now. Because right now, he likes me none. Actually, he probably likes me a little bit. Because I've been pretty good about the Twitter. If you haven't seen the Twitter yet, it's twitter.com/ZagNewton. ZacNewton.
Named
it's pretty,
after yourself?
He did it. I didn't do it.
Oh, wow. And how come I didn't get a Twitter?
I don't know. But because you're not funny, probably. Because I'm quippy and I do one-liners extraordinarily well. I guess that's why he gave me the Twitter and you just sit here and make me sound good. It's been a bad day for me.
All right, well, coming up next time, we'll have the recap for the much-vaunted Saginaw Valley-Grand Valley game.
Yeah, we will. It'll be good. And
we've got the UK Classic coming up next couple weeks, so maybe we'll have a little bit better hand on, one, when that'll be, and two, the teams are going to be there, so we can do a quick little preview of that.
It's going to be exciting. I might make the trip down for that.
Might?
If yeah.
What's a game going to be without the voice of college dodgeball?
I'm not announcing for those hillbillies.
No, you announce for us and no one else.
Yeah, but that's at home. That's something, you know, that your environment
We should be the only team with a traveling announcer.
You don't do that. That's against protocol. Now, if the fine folks at Kentucky invite me down to announce, I may offer my services.
Well.
But unless the game's being played at Memorial Coliseum, because I have a minimum capacity clause in my contract. And so
prima donna of any
podcast. No, that's just what me and my agent, we sit down and we write these contracts out and we realize that.
So you were okay with getting off not getting paid on this podcast?
Yeah, as long as I'm, you know, people are hearing me.
Oh, well, so it's all about exposure.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not about the money. I love dodgeball. I can't love it if there aren't people around.
Well put. I couldn't have said it better myself.
That's how it goes.
It is how it goes.
Speaking of going, Unless you got something important to say.
I'd never have anything important to say.
I didn't think so. Let's put the kids to bed. This is the Average Joe's podcast.
Night, night, everybody.
Bye-bye. Tom Brady sucks.
Thanks for listening to Average Joe's podcast. Be sure to check out more episodes of Average Joe's on iTunes or our website, ncdadodgeball.com. Until next time, just remember the 5 D's of dodgeball.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
Bye-bye.